Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that we're able to be together again. You know, for ages, time immemorial, the devil has constantly wanted to rob the children of God, the people of God, of their rightful inheritance. From the very beginning, Adam and Eve, they were set in the most beautiful of environments, the Garden of Eden. And yet the devil came to put doubt in their hearts about the goodness of God, that he was somehow withholding from them, and that if he would just, if they'd eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they would be like the Lord. Well, that line worked, and ever since he's tried to deceive. You know, his character has not changed. Jesus said, "The thief cometh but for no reason but to steal, rob, kill, and destroy." He's a murderer. That's exactly, he'll never change. He might change his strategies. He's very clever in his guises and in deceptions, but his very nature will not change. This is the way he is, and praise God, I'm grateful that the nature of God doesn't change, because he's all wise, he's all powerful, and he's all merciful and all loving. That will never change about God. He's a just God, but he's a loving God as well. And so throughout the ages, I mean, one of the reasons the quote church at that time, throughout the Dark Ages, it was supreme, and the Word of God, it was called the Dark Ages because the Word of God, there was a famine. The Word of God was withheld from the common people, or the average ordinary person. And they could not read what the Word of God had to say. That was what was so tremendous about the Reformation with Martin Luther, that he began to read, a Catholic priest, if you will, began to read the Word of God for himself. And so the devil, for generations, he has not wanted to know God's, not wanted the people of God to know who they are or what the Word says. That's why, thank God, in these recent decades, we've preached the power and authority of the believer, and many are laying hold to it. And many who are just being birthed into the kingdom, they with joy are receiving that revelation. That we do have power with God, that we can ask the Lord anything in His name and He will do it. And, you know, it's important to know that, because if you can't get a hold of your pastor, or just in the event that Prophet so-and-so is on a retreat and you can't reach him, you'd better know how to get a hold of the prophet and the pastor of all ages, and His name is Jesus. What I'm trying to do through these series of broadcasts, beloved, is to encourage you not to look at man. Don't get your eyes on flesh, and don't listen to those who tell you that you won't have any battles, you won't have any troubles. But we need to hear the word of the Lord. And God's word says, "Be ye separate. Come ye out of her, my people." God, and why? Because God wants you to know that what He requires of you is for you to love Him with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, with all of your strength, with everything that you are. And the world says, and the lukewarm say, that you don't really have to serve God with that much devotion, or as devotedly as that, as full-heartedly. You know, you don't want to get fanatical about this. And they'll use every ploy, every argument to try to get you to just simmer down or cool down a bit. We've been looking on these broadcasts on what happened in the life of good King Jehoshaphat of Judah. And remember, his error was that he, in spite of all the good that he did, he had a weakness in that he aligned himself with the wicked, with Ahab, with Azariah, and the word of the Lord came to him through prophets rebuking him for this, but it didn't seem to have a positive influence. I mean, after that episode with Ahab, you think he would have learned, but no, he went ahead and built ships, and those were destroyed. And the sad thing about it is, I shared on an earlier broadcast that his son Jehoram killed all his brothers, and he was a wicked king himself. Again, this was the fruit of Jehoshaphat's alliance with the house of Ahab, because his son Jehoram was married to the daughter of Ahab. So, beloved, we can't compromise. We can't just say, well, you know, it doesn't really matter. They can do what they want, but I'm going to serve God in my heart, because we are influenced by those who we our fellowship with. That was the primary reason that God said to destroy all the inhabitants of Canaan. Don't let them coexist with you, because they'll be thorns in your eyes, thorns in your side, and they'll turn you away from the living God. And that's just what happened through intermarriage, that the people of God became unfaithful to the Lord and became idolaters. So anyway, going back to the story of Jehoshaphat, they had sent for Micaiah the prophet, and he came in, and a messenger who was sent to summon him told the prophet, now I want to tell you something, Micaiah, you're getting ready to go into two very influential people. They're already sitting on their royal thrones, and there's a rumor about you, Micaiah, that you're a troublemaker. You have a tendency to upset everybody. You have a tendency to walk on toes. We've heard that you prophesy, and it's not always favorable. Well, sir, we want to ask you, if this just this one time, since there are about 400 prophets out there prophesying the same thing, that would you just cooperate, and would you speak agreeably and in accord with them? 400 prophets, think of that, prophesying the same thing. But Micaiah said, well, what are they prophesying? Well, the messenger answers, go up to Ramoth Gilead, because the battle is going to be given into Ahab's hand, and we want you to prophesy like everybody else. Beloved, today the religious world doesn't want you to upset its little apple cart. The church world today doesn't want you to preach against sin. The church world today doesn't want you to preach going all the way with God, or even to know what faith is in so many places. They've heard about faith, but faith is something you have when you join the church. Beloved, nothing could be further from the truth. Multitudes have never had a personal experience and relationship with Jesus Christ. There are millions of Americans in this nation who claim to be Christian, yet they've never had Christ come into their lives. And if they've never had Christ come into their heart, they're still lost, even though they know about him and about the historical Christ. They may have a form. They may have a ritual and programs and dogmas and creeds and ecclesiastical functions, but they don't have the power of the Holy Ghost within them. Paul said, my speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That's 1 Corinthians 2 and 4. Beloved, God wants you to want everything that he has for you in the Word of God, that you can press in and receive from the Lord. And you'd be surprised at how many Christians could care less about having all that's in the Bible. All they wanted at most is to be saved, get to heaven, and have a comfortable life. They really don't care much about what happens between here and there. They just want to get in. But beloved, there's a hunger in the hearts of a number of people who are not satisfied with the status quo of watching the world die and go to hell. They're not satisfied with seeing the lame still lame, and the blind blind, and the deaf still deaf, and the dumb dumb, and the cancer ridden still filled with cancer. When they hear the words of Jesus, who said, and these signs shall follow them that believe, in my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. That's Mark 16 and 17. And in Matthew 10 and 8, Jesus said they'll even raise the dead. Even some charismatics forget about that. So, beloved, we are to be a people of proclamation as well as demonstration. Micaiah the prophet said, "As the Lord lives, what the Lord says to me, that will I speak." When he came to the king said to him, "Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall we refrain?" And he answered him, "Go up and succeed, and the Lord will give it into the hand of the king." Now, let's stop for a moment here. On the surface, that looks like agreement, doesn't it? But I believe that Micaiah said it in such a way, in such a manner, in such a tone, and his countenance was such that he was saying everything else but what he literally said here. I mean, he said those words, but the real meaning was in his tone. It's he was mocking the king Ahab. He was mocking the prophets. He was mocking those wicked, just like Elijah was mocking the Baal prophets. And remember, he called to them and he said, "Well, you know, why don't you call a little louder? Maybe your God is asleep or he's off on a trip." And he was making fun of them, basically. And Elijah said, "Let the God that be God, let him answer by fire." And he said, "You know, why don't you just cut yourself a little bit? Maybe he'll hear you then." But this is what's the explanation of what was happening when Micaiah said that. And Ahab looked down at him, and he looked over at Jehoshaphat. He said to Micaiah, "How many times must I adjure you to speak to me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord?" Isn't that amazing? Even he knew that he wasn't speaking the truth. And verse 17 speaks of Micaiah. So he said, "I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains like sheep which have no shepherd. And the Lord said, 'These have no master. Let each of them return to his house in peace.' Then a king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, 'Did I not tell you that he would not prophesy good concerning me, but evil?' He did say that he hated Micaiah, and then he turned around and said, 'Can't you prophesy anything true to me?' He didn't really want to hear it, but beloved, there's just something in the power of God, in the authority and the anointing that was vested in that prophet, which of course is the Spirit of God, and it pulled the mask off Ahab, if you will. So he was actually pushed into saying, "Tell me the truth in the name of the Lord, tell me the truth." And so Micaiah said, "Okay, you've got 400 out here that say go up, but I want to tell you in the name of the Lord that if you go your own way, and if you go ahead and follow through with your carnal, fleshly allegiance with Jehoshaphat, and you go up, I see all of Israel, not a part of her, but all of Israel, scattered on the mountain like sheep which have no shepherd. And the Lord said, 'These have no master. Let each of them return to his house in peace.'"
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.